time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, we have all read that our president has released five terrorists to WHO. The laws of this country say that the president cannot negotiate with terrorists or a non-government. This is the issue that has bothered me, and it doesn't seem to have been brought up at all in the investigations that have been ongoing. So, what is our president, or what is he doing? He's trying to destroy our country. I say our country because it's ours and we are the owners of this great country of ours. After the release of Sergeant Bagdol, his parents met our president at the White House and the father spoke Arabic. Many soldiers died in the search for this sergeant, and in a panel discussion on Fox News, those soldiers who served with him say that he served dishonorably and walked off his post. Our president has not listened to Major Bradley or other military advisors, and there was no congressional approval. As we now know, Congress was to have been given 30 days of any such trade. The secret deal between the president and the Taliban is a complete turnaround for our president, as he usually telegraphs everything in advance as to what he is going to do. The red line in Syria was his telegraph to that country, but of course he didn't follow up on it. When our president took office, the Taliban was broken, but not today because of his policies. I am so proud to be an American and to live in this great country of ours, but I'm very concerned about the things that President Obama has demonstrated that could undermine the social structure of the United States of America. When our president talks about social justice, he is talking about socialism, which is an economic policy. Many politicians and broadcasters and other officials confuse economic policies with political policies. For example, democracy is a political policy, whereas capitalism is an economic policy. Well, here it is, July 2nd, and I wish each and every one of you a wonderful Independence Day, and be proud of this great country of ours. Remember, it's the home of the free because of the brave. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that it's time that somebody removed the phone and the pen from President Obama's office? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.